Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you, my friends. Hello, TGIF. Thanking God it's Friday. Oh, Friday the 13th. Oh, I don't give any attention to any of that stuff. After all, it's Friday the 13th, 2020. So if there was an effective crazy day, maybe this is it. I don't know. But I think we're going to be crazy in that we're going to be geared up with truth and facts, and we're going to face that fear in all of the news media and all the stuff that they're trying to stir up and anxiety and all of that. We're going to face it with fact. And that's what I love about my job here. Here at KSLM, we're here to encourage and engage and educate and empower all of us with news that we can use. Really things, facts, sources, information that empower us to talk to our friends and family and say, hey, look, that might be a true feeling that you're feeling right now, but let's evaluate the facts. And that's really what my desire is here this morning, not only to bring encouragement and, I want to bring you sources of information that you can utilize, whether it be personally, one-on-one, or on your social media in a more of a group way. There's information out there, and sometimes with all of the censorship, or should we say most of the time, it seems like we continually are struggling with getting that information out or getting good sources of information because we're constantly fact-checked, even when it's accurate. So this morning I stumbled upon something I want to share with you, and it's a video. I'll put it up on our Facebook page, but I want to set it up a little bit. Back in 2006, when I was in South Dakota, I was a part of a great movement to protect life in the state of South Dakota. And we had an opportunity each and every morning on a national syndicated radio show with a woman by the name of Janet Porter. And Janet Folger was her name. Now she's married Janet Porter. Now, my understanding, Janet's been here in the Pacific Northwest. She is an amazing orator. She knows American history. She is very vibrant, very charismatic, just a go-getter. And I had an opportunity to work with her every single morning. And my job, and we did this via the phone line in South Dakota, was to find families impacted by abortion loss. So every day I would line up testimony to join us by telephone on her radio show to talk about how abortion hurts men and women. She is very, very good. She is good at putting the facts together. She's funny, and she's really good. And she came up with this video, and I want to share it with you because I think it's just that good this morning, and it kind of gets our mind in the right place of where we're at right now, kind of the state of the state with all of the media and all the confusion and more or less a circus going on. She kind of sets us straight and helps us to continue to ask the questions. So I'm going to share this with you this morning. This is Janet Porter. She's also, by the way, been behind in Ohio the heartbeat bill, if you know about the heartbeat bill. So that gives you a little bit of background on Janet Folger Porter. Here she is.
Officials, the media, and the internet monopoly insist there's no voter fraud. At the same time, they're frantically working to keep us from seeing it. When Judge Jeanine planned to expose the massive election corruption on her show, Fox News suspended her. Then Fox actually censored the White House press conference, which provided extensive evidence of election fraud.
We want every legal vote to be counted. And we want every illegal vote to
I just think we have to be very clear. She's charging, the other side is welcoming fraud and welcoming illegal voting. Unless she has more details to back that up, I can't in good countenance continue showing you this.
Breaking news. People are leaving Fox News in droves. They are in shock that someone had the audacity to question them, to disobey their decree.
Remember, just because CNN says, or even Fox News says that somebody's president doesn't make them president. So I think everybody wants to know that this was done properly and legally.
What is happening? Like, Trace, we've called it.
And I think we have to look into every one of these concerns.
I know this may come as a surprise, but the media doesn't have the authority to call an election.
What?
And when there's a dispute, we will follow the legal process all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
What?
And once we submit the overwhelming evidence of systematic voter fraud, all we have to do is count to five.
What?
Watch Joe Biden promise not to declare victory until the votes are certified.
President Biden, final question for you. Will you urge your supporters to stay calm while the vote is counted? And will you pledge not to declare victory until the election is independently certified?
Yes.
While those who have witnessed the attempts to steal this election continue to report it, the heart of the widespread systematic voting fraud is with the electronic voting machines owned by this globalist. As I wrote about in A Heartbeat Away, the man who controls the voting machines is linked to leftist billionaire George Soros. He's chairman of his board. A key executive of the company is Nancy Pelosi's former chief of staff. A major shareholder, Dianne Feinstein's husband, making Dominion voting machines heavily promoted by the Clinton Foundation. Well, at least they're all working together. Oh, it's also the same company credited with the last-minute glitch, where all the votes suddenly went to Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez. Wow, they really are all working together. Here's a fun fact. Guess what happens when you type in Antifa.com? Yep, it takes you right to the Biden campaign. Wow, they really are all working together. These Democrat Dominion machines just happen to be the ones used in 28 key states, including Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And these machines come with some customized features, glitches, that can both add huge blocks of votes to the Democrat, while the Republican gets none, and flip votes from the Republican to the Democrat. Here's proof, beginning with Kentucky, where 560 votes were flipped from Republican Matt Bevin to the Democrat.
And so here we are before the update, and now I'm going to start walking you forward. Watch the gold. Here comes the update from Clarity. Boom. There it is. Let's look at Matt Bevin. He now has 661, 675. But look down below. He did have 662, 235 at the exact same second that Andy Beshear has gone up 560 votes. Matt Bevin has gone down 560 votes.
You just saw the Democrat Dominion machines flip votes from one candidate to another. But take a look at what they did in Michigan. In this round of updates, 138,339 Biden votes were added without a single person in the state of Michigan voting for Trump. Statistically impossible. It's like flipping a coin 138,339 times in a row and getting heads every single time. The Democrats say, we're the crazy ones for questioning it. Well, let's find out. Remember, I've got to get heads 138,339 times in a row. Heads. Off to a good start. Heads. Maybe the Democrats are onto something. Let's check it out. Oh, tails. I'll keep trying.
Well, this wasn't enough. In Antrim County, ballots were counted for Democrats that were meant for Republicans, causing a 6,000 vote swing against our candidates. The county clerk came forward and said tabulating software glitched and caused a miscalculation of the votes. Since then, we have now discovered that 47 counties use this same software in the same capacity. Antrim County had to hand count all of the ballots. And these counties that use this software need to closely examine their results for similar discrepancies.
Well, now another vote swap glitch has been discovered in Wisconsin, bringing back 19,500 votes to President Trump, removing Biden's lead. Here's another vote swap glitch caught on camera in Pennsylvania. 19,958 votes switched from President Trump to Joe Biden in 1 minute. Watch in real time President Trump's totals go down. Here's the first time we see Pennsylvania on the screen with Trump at 1,690,000.
I did Joe Biden's math to get him up. Donald Trump's leading here. He's leading here.
In a second, we'll see Pennsylvania back up on the screen at 1,670,000.
and these normally would be Trump states.
As election results are tallied, the totals naturally go up, unless you're using a Democrat Dominion voting machine.
If it plays out in a traditional map, that's where we're going to be. That's where we'll be as we go to the West Coast, somewhere in that ballpark. It's not an exact science.
And there it is. Nearly 20,000 votes stolen from President Trump right in front of our eyes. Here it is, side by side, with evidence of the nearly 20,000 Trump votes removed. Then there was another voting machine glitch in Georgia. I could go on, but you get the idea. Former NSA intelligence officer Bill Binney had this to say about the so-called voting machine glitch.
Things that they're calling glitches in software that are randomly changing only certain votes, they're not glitches at all. Those are programmed into the software. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. If there's a problem in software, we call those bugs. If the bug is in the software, it does everything consistently with everything, not just selectively picking things. If only certain things are selected, picked, and changed, that's not a bug. That's designed in the software. That's intentional.
No, the Democrat Dominion machines don't have a glitch. It's a tried and true standard feature about to be exposed and eliminated. Just another way that President Trump is keeping his promise to drain the swamp. And when he's through, well, I'll let the president tell you.
And when I'm reelected, the best is yet to come.
This is the moment where we rise up and take our country back. And Trump's second term, it's going to be epic.
What?
Oh, very good. Janet Porter sharing with us an investigative report this morning, and I love it because it is exactly what we need to hear and to be reminded that this isn't over, friends. Nope, this election is not over. And even in Oregon, they're still what they call going after certified people that have had difficulties here in Marion County and Polk County around the Senator Bowles race. They're still going out and trying to verify signatures and things, trying to count each vote. It's about, I think it's about between 400 and 500 vote difference right here in our own county. And so elections matter. Certainly our votes do make a difference. And it's important that we all stand together and against the steal of this election. We need to defeat the steal. And we've got a rally coming up tomorrow. And I know in the forecast, as we look at the weather right now, even it's rainy and it's cool, and it's typical weather for Oregon this time of year, 48 degrees right now, and rain expected through the weekend. But I encourage you to pull out that rain gear, get the umbrella, warm dress in layers, and plan to attend tomorrow right here at the Capitol, the Defeat the Steal rally at 11 a.m. And it's going to be a fun, epic day, just working together and coming up with a plan and mostly showing up and showing our elected officials that this isn't over. We are together, working together to defend our president, defend the integrity of our elections. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We got a fun morning planned for you this morning. Stick around. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
I'm stepping on my way.
Good morning, friends.
Strength to give me just what I need.
TGIF. Yes, indeed. It's Friday, November 13th. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and we are together on this Friday with lots going on in the community as we move towards the weekend in the next couple weeks, moving towards Christmas, certainly Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we're continuing to be under this pause, right? Because it's good for us, and we're going to flatten the curve. All the things we've heard since March, and I'm wondering how you're doing with that. It's kind of interesting. Well, because of all of the challenges with our COVID and exposure and crowds and all of that, many nonprofit organizations throughout our area are improvising or coming up with another plan to still get their message out that they've still been helping people, they're impacting lives locally, but they cannot do their normal fundraising and banquets that they normally do. And so I want to encourage you to do what you can. I know everybody has been affected by the COVID and their working schedule and their bottom line, their finances. But we all need to continue to support these wonderful causes. And Hope Pregnancy Center is having a fundraising dessert banquet, and they're doing kind of a virtual event. And I want to encourage you to continue to give. If you can't attend this event online, I encourage you to put them in your plan for giving by the end of the year. HopeForSalem.org is their website. Get behind the Hope Pregnancy Center. Also, our friends at the Canyon View Horse Camp, I call it Horse Camp, it's Canyon View Camp. They have all kinds of camps, but they're also doing a virtual fundraising event, and we want to get behind them and support them and their efforts. This is a camp personally that's impacted my life when I was a teenager, and so we want to certainly get behind them as well. And then we've got some events coming up that we're doing that we're getting behind here as well at the radio station. We've got the Supermarket Saturday coming up November 21st from 9 to 4. It's a food drive at Safeway on Center. KSLM staff will be there. In fact, Terry Soule will be broadcasting his show live from Supermarket Saturday, so that'll be fun. Our friends at Honky Tonk Barn Grill on that same day, they're going to be doing a toy run. This will be fun if you like to be, you know, out in nature on your motorcycle in the fall. I think this is a great, they're going to do it no matter what the weather is, and they're going to do a toy run. And the neat thing is, these toys are going to go and help benefit the families up in the canyon that had lost this year because of the fires. And I want to encourage you, if you cannot participate in the toy run, you certainly can drop your brand new toy unwrapped at the Honky Tonk Bar and Grill right there inside the door. So those are kinds of some community things that are happening. People have been getting a hold of me, letting me know. We've got some more things that we'll be talking about the first of next week. I want to encourage you to send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news with your events and what you know is going on and ways that we can partner with you to promote it. And in the studio with me, and I don't know if he's going to get a word in edgewise this morning. I got so much to talk about, is Bill Sunderland. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being a part of the show. I told you I had a lot of content to get through before you and I could even chat this morning.
You do indeed. Well, I just came for the coffee. Yeah. So I'm on my way out now.
He walks in the door. He's like, where's the coffee? So you could give us an update on the weather and on the road conditions. What's it like driving?
I can indeed, coming in from where I live. It was dark and rainy and windy.
So take your time.
No,
right?
Seriously, it was some spots were fairly scary. So you kind of want to take your time. And there are branches and leaves that have fallen. The wind has blown them out of the trees. They're on the roadway. You kind of want to be a little bit more careful with your drive.
It was interesting when I have this routine in the morning about opening up the windows, then looking outside and check the weather. And of course, with it being so dark, it's kind of hard. But my patio furniture was like all in disarray, blown over. I have a little plaque that I have on Welcome to the Porch. It was on the ground. I'm thinking, I know the raccoons did not do that. I know that. So I knew it was like I had to layer and wear. I didn't even wear my flannel. My sandals are put away and I've got the flannel and the boots out now, a big transition into fall, which is fine.
Well, you can blame the raccoons. It might have been Antifa. You never know.
Anymore.
Plaques
you just
on the ground
don't,
and the furniture overturned.
Don't know. This day and age, right? So our weather today is already 48 degrees, rainy, as he had mentioned, and it's only going to get up to 51 degrees overnight, low 43. Moving through the next few days, a high temperature expected tomorrow, 47, overnight low 46. That's just a 1 degree difference. That's amazing to me because where I used to live, it wasn't like that at all. It was big changes at night. And then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, rain expected through next week, temperatures remaining in the 50s. So those of you coming out for Defeat the Steel rally tomorrow, make sure that you bring layers, you bring your rain gear, join us. us. Don't let the rain deter you. We're good Oregonians. We don't let the rain move us too much because we know if we did, we would not have a life, right?
Right, exactly.
So Bill Sunderland is here with me and going to spend the morning this hour, next hour. We're going to talk about a lot of issues this morning.
A
be a little chatty. He's my co-host today. And Bill is with Country Financial Sunderland Agency, and he is a morning show sponsor. Very thankful, Bill, for you stepping up. In fact, during COVID-19, when everything else was shutting down, you were brave and said, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna support.
It's been fun, and, yes. And in a year when you need a lot of fun, it's been terrific.
Yes, and you're getting you're really trained up in radio too, aren't you?
I'm getting there. Yes. When I first came on the show, I remember it when it was not too long ago. I was very nervous and wondered where to place a microphone and just really kind of uptight. And now this morning, I have two phones, a computer, and a coffee next to me, and it's just become second nature.
And before long, if there's a reason I can't be here, you'll be able to just to fill right in, right?
Oh yes. No, yet. I could not do what you do. This is a special kind of skill that I don't know that I could acquire. But
we're having fun anyway, and I certainly appreciate you coming in and being a part of. And I've got some questions for you, and mostly, how's the whole teaching thing going with the kids?
It's going pretty well. I had a nice conversation with my son a couple days ago, and because he's having a hard time stepping up and getting done what he needs to get done, and there are timelines. You have to put stuff on the calendar. It's, and every parent knows this. So you have to put stuff on the calendar, get things. Oh, you have book report due that's coming up now on Friday or actually today. And there's just stuff that you need to keep track of. And so for a seventh grader to sort of grow into that mindset where, hey, it's a little bit like I've said before, I use the analogy of flying a plane. You don't just stop and then land. You have to think several miles out about getting to the runway. And so when you have projects due and things you have to get done and things that are pressing on you for your attention, you have to think out, a little ways on that. So teaching that skill, super important to teach kids that. It's all part of that instant gratification thing.
Right.
It's sort of the corollary to that, right?
Well, and it's so hard for that age. I know they're still developing that bigger view perspective. It takes sometimes even into the 20s to really get it, right? And so so this is a new opportunity to train and teach in a new way, yes. Yeah. And so after this break, we're going to continue the discussion. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Bill Sunderland in the studio with me today, and we're going to start talking about some financial stuff right around the corner. Thank you for tuning in, friends. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day this morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. 7:35 in the morning on this November 13th. Yes, it's Friday the 13th, 2020, and I'm just not into superstition at all. But, this year has been quite a year already. So how about we change Friday the 13th and the whole part of it and make it an epic day, right? Like the day everything changed and we got some really good news and the mask mandate's going to go away because the curve is flattened and...
I like that idea.
Isn't that great? Let's just declare that this
wonderful.
Morning.
And we could maybe roast marshmallows, too.
In the rain.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
There we go.
I don't know. I just
I love it.
It's too early.
It is early, and you're still sipping on that one cup of coffee. We're having fun this morning on a Friday, a little bit random, but also have some really good questions. And I am, as I walk through this season, I mean, I think back of this year, even when we decided about a year ago is when we came to Oregon.
It's been almost a year
already. Can you believe
that?
And we met with you and Lisa.
I remember you telling us you were going to come.
We were going to come, and we met with you all and said, we're thinking about moving to Oregon. And we had a wonderful visit, a wonderful time. And I remember us thinking and kind of praying, are we going to make this transition and move? And thinking about, wow, why not? The kids are all out of the house.
Exactly.
We're empty nesters. What a great opportunity to meet a whole bunch of new people, get rekindled with people that I knew when I was in high school, have the ocean real close, the mountains real close. Why not? Let's do this grand adventure
to
Oregon.
You could change the locks on the house. The kids won't be able to get it. It's perfect.
They won't be able to find us.
Right.
Yes. And so we get here with these great expectations, and just 6 weeks later, 7 weeks later, the lockdown happens.
Sure.
And so everything I thought possibly could happen, it's totally been rearranged. And it's just a reminder, Bill, that we make our plans, and it's good to have a plan. And good to have that kind of direction you're going, but you also have to have some flexibility, and the new word is pivot, right? Being able to pivot.
Right.
And when I think about financially, I think about the picture for us, if we would have stayed in Northwest Arkansas, you know, we have our house, and I have my contracting jobs, and we'd worked with Harley, and I did a little bit of radio there, and nothing like I'm doing now. And, you know, I can see God's hand in it still. Even as upended and crazy it is, I can see goodness in all of that.
Right.
And very, very thankful. We said yes, even though it's been upended and
expected it to be at all, sure.
So I'm thankful. And so as we talk about finances and we talk about having a game plan and moving forward, and a lot of people are uncertain right now, Bill, we were hoping November 3rd we'd have some answers. We'd have some direction. And a lot of talk out there about the stock market and... Mm-hmm. You know, what should we do with our money? Should we pull it? Should we save it? Should we hide it under the bed? You know,
the
I mean, I've heard all of these things.
Oh, well, I've got some stories for you.
Come bring us some solid ground to stand on when it comes to finances, and just some basic things that to keep us grounded during this time.
You are a very sweet person. You've been a friend of mine for a long time, but I think you've just way oversold me. I don't know if I could do it, but I could tell you some stories. I actually had a guy call me one time and asked me what he should do with some mattress money. I couldn't hang up the phone fast enough, but it was one of those deals where we got to find a place to put money that, you know, maybe shouldn't find its way into the system, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole other topic for another time. So it's really important to have a plan. And I think where most people lose sight of the planning piece is the implementation and the long-term commitment to it. It's one thing entirely to say, hey, we're going to make a plan. We're going to do this. We're going to, as Dave Ramsey likes to say, if I may borrow a phrase from him, kick Visa, MasterCard, and American Express to the curb, right? So that's a key piece of getting yourself emotionally and spiritually and financially into a place where you aren't taking on more risk in your life than you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you spend money on a Visa or a MasterCard or American Express, you're inviting risk into your life, because what's happening is you're purchasing something today and you're committing tomorrow's dollars to pay for that. So as we've seen this year, you can't really count on things continuing necessarily on a predictable trajectory.
Right.
We may have jobs, we may have the ability, our income may go up. None of these things are guaranteed, but what you're doing is you're promising, you're guaranteeing you're going to still pay for those things, even though you may not have the ability to pay for it because your job changes, COVID happens, etc. So you're inviting additional risk into your life that you really shouldn't be inviting in. It's way better if you can, and this is where there are 1,000 different ways to explore how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of ways. Every single one of them has in common commitment, then the expenditure of energy over time.
Yes.
It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful. It's not probably going to be fun. But you have to take those steps to get there.
One of the things I do appreciate about Dave Ramsey, and right now he's on our daily show plan at 9 p.m. at night. What I appreciate about him is he said when families are in a crisis financially, when there is not enough money to cover all of the bills, make sure you prioritize your housing, you know, you're staying warm, you know, and your food. That's very important. And so we don't want to put people in fear, but we also want people to be realistic about where they're at financially. And going in this time where money's tight and running up your credit cards is not a wise thing, because that's not working for you. That's actually, like you said, working
against
you.
Almost always work against you.
Mm-hmm. And you know, so many people have been conditioned to think that their credit card is their savings. It is not. And so talk to us a little bit about what a family, let's say it, maybe even like Terry and I, just the two of us, we don't even have children anymore. But ideally, what a family should have saved up for crisis times or difficult times, unplanned loss of jobs, things like that.
Sure. So first of all, you do still have children. They're just not living with you.
Well, good point. Yes.
Sorry.
Yes,
I had to. I saw an opportunity there to have
Yeah, thank you for
generally speaking, 3 to 6 months of expenses, not income, because there can be, should be, a big difference between those two. We shouldn't have a situation where you're making an X number of dollars and you're spending X or X plus 10 each month.
Right.
So generally speaking, 3 to 6 months of living expenses really should be at your disposal in some kind of liquid form.
Right.
And that will help protect you. And as we've seen this year has been extraordinary, both in terms of the number of insurance claims that have happened, but also just in terms of people losing their jobs, incomes going down, those kinds of things. So if you have at least that 3 to 6 months, you have a lot more peace, have a lot more flexibility, and a lot better ability to weather that storm. And so that would be the key place to start. The discussion about how you move into a place of greater peace also has its implications in spirituality. If I'm in a situation, track with me here for a second, if I'm in a situation where I have a bunch of people who can do some really amazing things to further their beliefs, whatever those happen to be, and I'm somebody on the other side of that equation, not wanting those people to exercise their energy, time, and talents to further that goal. The easiest way to distract them is to encumber them with something. So we have all these people running around here with all these great talents and abilities and things that they can do, but they can't because they have to go to work and they have to pay the bills that they've accumulated over the years. So that's a huge, huge thing. If people were able to free themselves from that, they could use their skills, time, talent, abilities in very constructive ways. Spending more time with their kids, coaching, taking trips and enrichment trips, you know, around the world or wherever it is you do, hiking or building treehouses or whatever.
Volunteering for your local organizations, yes.
Exactly. So if I'm on the other side of that spiritual equation, and I'm trying to make sure that people stay encumbered and they stay depressed or they stay hopeless, the fastest way to do that is give them a Visa or a MasterCard.
Wow. What a great analogy. And one of the things that I think has been so freeing in my life, and it's interesting because I've paid so much in cash and I've paid so much, you know, and don't carry loans or debt or whatever. And that's just where I'm at in my life. It's interesting because then when you're not using the system, you actually don't have a report.
That's right.
You don't have a credit report,
then
you know,
that, and, that
and but there's so much freedom when your cars are paid for. When you have no outstanding debt, there's so much freedom and there's cash freedom. And you are free with your time, treasure, and talent to go and volunteer and give of yourself in ways that most people don't because they're enslaved. I'll call it enslavement.
It's enslavement.
To those things they think they need, that they buy these motorhomes and timeshares or other things to have escaped for 2 weeks. And they're paying payment and they're indebted to it. And so this is an opportunity for us to reset in our life, look at what your expenses are, reevaluate. You know, do you need these things right now in your life? Are they causing you? And I taught years and years ago budgeting classes and with consumer credit counseling and how to get out of debt and things.
Sure.
Is it bringing you to your end goal or is it taking away from? And you mentioned
taking away from your life. Well, and that has that's why I do what I do, frankly. That's where life insurance comes in. Okay, if I can take away the ensnarement, I can take away the distraction that focuses on the financial side for people, so they can focus on their loved ones and their grief and heal through that, that's huge. But if you lose a loved one and there's nothing there to pay for the funeral or there's nothing there to pay for the house, not only do you have to deal with the loss of a loved one, but now you have to deal with a bank who is not going to give you the freedom and leeway you need, frankly.
Right, right.
And so that's really, that's the key to what to why I do what I do.
Well, and I think it's incredible to be able to come alongside families and say, what are your goals, and help mm-hmm. them discover that in a way that most professionals don't have that opportunity. I mean, maybe the hairdresser, you know, cutting yep. your hair, you know, how's life, you know, and usually you just spill your guts there.
Oh, you hear some great stories, though.
You hear great stories there, and certainly they're essential in our lives, uh-huh. making sure we That's get right. that nice haircut. But as a financial planner, an insurance person is a rep.
What yes, financial representative.
Financial representative.
Thank you.
Making sure we're fully covered and protected is really, really important. I've got some more questions. I'm going to talk about youth and how they can plan ahead when we get back
Absolutely.
From this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Thank you for tuning in on this fantastic Friday. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Hello. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Want to remind you, tomorrow at 11 a.m. is Defeat the Steal Rally down at the Salem Capitol, the Oregon State Capitol. Starting at 11 a.m., there's going to be a whole slate of folks that are going to be speaking. I'm going to be there. Jeff Kropf is going to be there. I think Amy Ryan Courser, several more folks going to stand together, and we need all of us to come out. And I know the weather is going to continue to be rainy and hit and miss throughout the next few days, so it's important that we all come together, be prepared, show our elected leaders, both locally and nationally, that we are not going away. We want an accountable election. We want every legal vote to be counted. And certainly, to protect the integrity of the election process is really at question now. It's voter fraud, but it's more than that. It's election fraud. And all throughout the day today, you're going to hear Mike Gallagher, Brian Kilmeade, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, all of them talking about it with their personalities and their insight of how we need to stand together. Now, tomorrow in Washington, D.C., on the National Mall, people are flying in from all over the country to represent. And then at state capitals throughout the United States, people are representing, and we're doing our part here at the state capitol in Oregon. And how awesome is it that we will be able to show them there's a multitude of people at the state capitol standing in the rain, talking to one another, saying, hey, we got to keep this up. We got to hold our process accountable. And isn't it interesting, right here in Oregon, even, that our election director, the week before the elections to take place, writes a letter to both candidates and said, no matter who wins, I just want you to know we've got some huge challenges ahead because our election process, our machines are way outdated and trouble. Imagine that here in Oregon, where we've had so much trouble with our unemployment debacle and the machines there and getting, you know, the money out due to the people that are unemployed. And I think there's been some process problems too in other areas, maybe even in the DMV, and certainly there's some issues, and I'm troubled by this. You know, back to Oregon, and I'm thinking, you know, there's a big tax burden here. Oregon is known for not having sales tax at the point of purchase, right? However, there's a huge tax burden because you have the state income tax, you have your federal tax, plus you have property taxes. It seems like if it moves, it gets taxed here in Oregon. And Bill, you're in the studio with me today, Bill Sunderland with Country Financial, and there are things that we can do, and we can even start teaching our kids now to be aware of, you know, when you get your paycheck, part of that money that's out of it is taxes.
Yeah.
And there are things that we can do to be smart with our money. And we could teach our kids about being smart with their money so that they save appropriately
right. And
they move forward as adults, right?
Correct.
And so tying that all together here, I think it's important. We stand strong. We hold our elected leaders, you know,
hopefully
feet to the fire
mm-hmm.
and accountable. And we represent, right? And it starts again back at home. Starts with our family. We can make a huge difference mm-hmm. in our children's lives, in our friends and family's lives that we have influence over, our coworkers' lives. And
mm-hmm.
so when you talk about raising kids that are conscientious of that everything has a cost,
yeah,
there's
everything.
No free lunch.
Yes.
Despite the signs that sometimes say free lunch, there is no such thing.
There's no such thing.
And this seems to be a generation that mid-20-something mm-hmm. that thinks they're owed everything.
Well, it all starts with the education. Now, some of it, you know, we're generalizing a little bit with some of these young people because I think a lot of them didn't grow up with real great home lives. And so that's a problem. And that's a societal issue, a cultural issue as well. But it does stem from, a lot of the problems we're seeing do stem from young people not being taught those lessons. There is no free lunch. There's you must work in order to make your way.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work for people to not engage in the process of life. You are responsible for your financial health. You're responsible for the health of your family. Those are just fundamental rules. And mm-hmm. those things aren't being taught. Now, I can say, in a more specific sense, the public school system has fallen very flat on mm. financial education in general. Mm-hmm. And I'm not exactly sure what the mechanisms are for that. I can't really speak specifically to why. I do know that a lot of those fundamentals just aren't being taught. I know a lot of the history isn't being taught real well either. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that, frankly, need to be changed or can be improved upon significantly. As far as young people and how you help them understand the world, that starts really young with the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Two of my favorite people are Dr. Thomas Sowell and Milton Friedman.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous, fabulous people, but also great economists. And there's a massive body of work that's been put out by both of them, and highly, highly intelligent people. And some of those fundamentals that they talk about, there is choice about what you purchase. There is a way you can make decisions to improve your life. That government can't do that. You do that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of stuff, and way too much to go into here, and it gets fairly complex in a hurry as well. What we do in our family is we teach our kids that, A, they can make choices to move their lives forward.
Mm-hmm.
B, there's a way to do that that results in peace and, what's the word I'm looking for? Self-respect.
Mm.
So if someone comes and offers you, for example, as happened to my daughter, Callie, hey, I'll pay for this for you if you need help with that. And I said to her, you know, that's a really wonderful thing, but let's think for a second about what that means for you. If you do it for yourself and use your own money, that's a really great experience that you get to use in the back of your mind to draw on in the future when things get tough, and mm-hmm. they will.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let someone else pay for it for you, you short circuit that lesson that teaches you that you can do this.
Right.
Right. And that's what a lot of young people are missing. They don't believe that they can do this. It's too hard or it's too difficult.
And they give up, or they feel overwhelmed pretty easily, or they get triggered. That's a big one.
Well, right. Exactly.
And the skin in the game, mm-hmm. whether it be a youth or someone challenged with some mental health mm-hmm. issue and they're looking for services. I've always been a big one in the nonprofit field. Mm-hmm. What's their ownership? If they've got some skin in the game,
correct.
If there's a conference fee and someone needs a scholarship, you know, if they can come up with $5, mm-hmm. $10, they're probably going to show up because right. that $10 meant the world to them. The fee was $100.
That's right.
And 90% of it was, you know, scholarshiped. But they got skin in the game. They own it. They mm-hmm. have some ownership, and I think that's a valuable lesson to show our kids. And there's
it's tremendous, and we've gone from a culture of self-reliance
mm-hmm.
where and I don't want to say that there aren't people out there that need help. I don't want to diminish that point at all, but we've gone from a culture, generally speaking, overall, from self-reliance to one of victimhood.
Mm.
You know, if my voice isn't heard, I get to go smash windows and that's okay. You know, the ends justify the means. And that's never been how this country has worked.
Nope, and that's not how we need to move in the future. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, wrapping up hour one, going into hour two, continuing the conversation. If you have any questions, give us a call, 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what we're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Down for a moment.